Barb Bessett is a Wausau area woman with a problem. She lost her job. She lost her husband. She has no medical insurance, and she had to be treated in a local emergency room for a sinus infection. The cost? $250. Not expensive by today's standards, but more than Barb can afford.
I'm just going to have to call the clinic and say I'll give you $20 a month until I pay the $250. And if they don't accept that, I don't know what to do.
Now Barb needs more medical attention, an exam for a potential problem that could lead to cancer. For her, Wausau's Bridge Community Clinic was a godsend, offering to do the exam for just $25.
The $25 exam, that could be a lifesaver for me.
The Bridge Community Clinic can't legally turn patients like Barb away. As a federally qualified health care center, its mission is to provide a safety net for the uninsured. But the clinic's executive director, Ann Lucas, faces a dilemma. She has to pay a professional medical staff to care for people who can't pay their own bills.
The more that the have-nots can't afford to pay their piece of it creates a higher cost for the haves, because quite frankly, we have to cost shift. My employees still expect to get paid every 2 weeks.
The employees also expect the clinic to pay for their health insurance, and that's become a problem because of out-of-control premium costs. It's ironic. The medical provider can't afford to provide medical coverage for its own workers, and Lucas's patients are caught in the middle.
The less I spend on employee benefit costs, the more money I have to treat our patient population.
To Ann Lucas, the challenges facing the Bridge Community Clinic are just part of a broken healthcare system. There are too many people without insurance, and the costs are too high. Ann wants the system fixed, and she's tired of politicians playing games.
I'm really tired of the partisan bickering. I am very tired of the positioning that's going on, both parties, both Democrats and Republicans. This constant game of gotcha has got to stop.
And it can't stop soon enough for the people who are most at risk, the people without insurance, like Barb Bessett.
If things go according to Murphy's Law, you don't have insurance, that's probably when you're going to get sick.
Sick is a word that critics are using to describe a system where too many people can't pay for coverage. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.